President Bush will face an old problem in the new year: how to help the skittish economy recover fully. On this Christmas Eve, some Morning Edition commentators have their versions of the perfect gift for the president's new economic team. Six commentators came up with one piece of advice each on how to help the economy grow. To begin, Ev Ehrlich of the Committee for Economic Development in Washington and Undersecretary of Commerce during the Clinton administration. Ehrlich disagrees with President Bush's strategy for stimulating the economy.
Well, the Bush tax cut is about making permanent income taxes and estate tax reductions and the like. And I don't think that's what we need right now. If we were going to do one thing, it would probably be creating something of a holiday on payroll taxes. It would create incentives for consumers to stay in the store, and right now consumers are carrying the entire load. The American consumer is the rock on which the world economy is based. And it would allow employers to hire more people by making it cheaper to do so. Moreover, I think the best way to finance those payroll tax cuts is to roll back some of the estate tax repeal. I think it's time for the dead rich in America to pay their fair share.
I'm Matt Miller, a syndicated columnist and host of the public radio program Left, Right, and Center. And I know it sounds old-fashioned, but my economic stimulus plan is for the government to drop large wads of cash over our major urban centers. I'm only half joking. Now, even if you thought a payroll tax cut was a good idea, and it's not a bad idea, it takes too long for all these tax cuts to wend their way through the congressional process and actually get applied in real life. It may not take effect for 6 or 8 or 10 months. By that time, the recovery that's already started will be fully underway. It'll expose the hoax that this is all about political insurance and not about real economic stimulus. By contrast, my drop money from helicopters over big cities plan would put money into the hands of lower income folks who can use it now to boost the economy. It's the way to go.
My name is Jim Glassman. I'm a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and host of TechCentralStation.com. While I'm an enthusiastic tax cutter, I think that the main problem with the economy today is the dead weight of massive lawsuits that have been filed mainly against U.S. corporations, many of whom are completely innocent but have to pay gigantic judgments or settlements to get lawyers off their backs. Now, I'm not saying that all lawsuits are bad. In fact, I think that lawyers play an important role in keeping companies honest. What I'm talking about are gigantic class action suits, many of them frivolous, that prevent companies from taking the kinds of sensible risks that are so key to a thriving economy.
This is Nancy Kimmelman, chief economist for SEI Investments, an investment management firm. This is not the time to provide more insulation to corporate America. This is the time to get corporate America to get back on track, for us to put all the scandals aside. And the only way that we can do that is if corporate America takes even more steps than they have so far to make it clear what's going on with their books. We don't have confidence at this point that our corporations are treating us fairly, either as workers or as investors. And so the biggest thing that can happen right now for our economy is that companies become more transparent. They stop with some of these off-balance sheet items that hide a lot of their doings, and they put everything on the table for investors to see.
My name is Amity Schles, senior columnist on political economy at the Financial Times. The number one thing that would help the economy would be a quick and successful resolution to the international conflict. That's because of the heavy burden that uncertainty about Iraq and terror is putting on the economy. Businesses, of course, are used to risk, but they're used to known risk. Here we have unknown risk. So I think the best political solution is regime change in Iraq. Regime change would do a lot to generate stability in the Middle East. And if you can find a mood where there's more economic stability and businesses can plan with known risks instead of unknown risks, you will see healthier growth. You will see a calmer, smoother economy.
I'm Judy Muller, an ABC News correspondent based in Los Angeles. Regime change, eh? I suppose there are those who would suggest a regime change closer to home would be a solution, but that would be glib, and gosh knows this is a serious question. I'm no economist, but I like to think I represent all those folks for whom opening a 401k statement has become something of a heart-thumping, high-risk adventure. My suggestion would be a long-range plan, and I mean long-range. I'd take all those federal dollars now going into boondoggles like the Strategic Defense Initiative, take all those dollars and pour them into the education system. Then one day, American kids would grow up to be smart enough to compete with their European and Asian counterparts in the global marketplace, or at least smart enough to locate Iraq on a map. In the short term, I suppose, I could volunteer to send back my $200 tax rebate check.
Commentator Judy Muller. You also heard economic advice from Amity Schles, Nancy Kimmelman, James Glassman, Matt Miller, and Ev Ehrlich. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.